than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than the things, oh my, that could tear me apart.
You're bigger than the the devil. I know he's an opposer, so he's not going to tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger.
Hallelujah. Yes, greater. Greater he is. Greater, bigger he is. All that. Yes, he is. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here live with myself, Pastor E, at the Now Network Studios here in California. Our subject tonight is, are you ready? Are you really ready? I mean, are you seriously ready to talk to Jesus right now? But on Let's Talk Jesus, we want to continue to keep our forum to discuss and discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. Yes, our mixed panel of opinions and different testimonies will still wind up sharing that God is able to save your life. Unless, no matter how broken, no matter how sinful, no matter how messed up you may be, I can tell you something that's guaranteed. Jesus loves you. On top of that, take it to another level. Jesus wants, he wants a relationship with you, and Jesus is able to change and transform your entire life. It doesn't matter how big, how little. I can not shout that from the mountaintop. That is not a get off free scheme. That is not a get out of hell card. That is a right to free salvation in God. You have that when you choose Jesus. He'll forgive your sins. He'll heal your wounds. He'll change the whole direction of your life from an unrighteous to a righteous lifestyle. And then you are now what we call the Luke 9:23. You are now following Jesus. What the Bible says, if you desire to follow me, not Pastor E, this is Jesus in the third person. If you desire to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily and follow. Oh, what a job we have, because following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. See, the moment I met him, it wasn't about anything other than having the privilege to tell someone else about this great opportunity to change, this great opportunity to really experience love, this great opportunity to see things from a different perspective, that now we can learn to lead many people to Christ by our faith walk, by our actions, and by our ability and the responsibility to stand on the promises of God. Yes, Let's Talk Jesus. Tonight, our panel, I want to call it the panel. We're going to open it up and let you be a part of the panel. But the question tonight, because we're all faced with tragedy, death, stuff that happens. We can't be the judge or the jury or wise and question the things that happen, but things still happen. The first thing that comes to mind is for me is because I've experienced a couple of memorials and a funeral, and now a personal loss. A good friend of mine, a good brother of mine, a good a minister of mine, a good pastor of mine has now went to the next level. Always that question comes up: what do we tell the family, and how do we support the family? But what do we tell ourselves? Oh yeah, we keep it real here on the Now Network, because talking Jesus is really being ready to experience Jesus, not here on earth, but in heaven. Oh, I know that he's sent the comforter, and I know we still have the right, and I know that we are now being downloaded the mind of him, but to really experience a relationship of presence, we won't know that until he comes again. There's a promise that when he came once, that there would be a what? second coming. The question I had to ask myself is that should I really focus on comforting the family, but asking the question, am I ready for Jesus if he showed up when? Right now. No, you don't know the day. You don't know the hour. Don't try to listen to somebody else that thinks they know the day or the hour, or don't even follow a scheme that would try to lead you to the day or the hour, because it's unknown. But even in that, as we've preached so many times in John 14, is that if you believe in him and the works that you do, that you could do the works that he did. But also he says, I go not to stay here, but he's leaving us to go to prepare a place. One of our major messages here at the Now Network, P2P Ministries, and through all our covenant partners is, are you ready for what's been prepared for you? If he came right now, and I'm talking about right now, could you sit there and say, honestly, you have no question that God is going to find you pleasing and acceptable in his sight? No, not time to make up, not time to fix up, or not time to erase, but to be ready in the now. It's a challenge we want to put out tonight, being ready in the now. It's a job. It's a hard task that's been put before us, but it must be done. The job I feel that I'm here for is to prepare myself for meeting him. I shared with a close friend in the midst of, and I know it brought comfort, but I had to be honest. If you're truly a Christian and you are serving God to be in his presence, then this earthly situation is only temporal. You're looking for something that's going to be a solid and forever, and that's not here on earth, but that is in heaven, as has already been done. So I look at these situations and I get envious, because I said, well, I know it's not my season. Because it would have been me instead of them. I know that you have more for me, and I raise my hand, and I am willing to go forward, and I'll take on the next responsibility of standing in the gap for this person, because there are some earthly realm things that have been left behind. Am I willing to step up for my brother, not to say I miss him, not just to say he did a good job, but am I willing to step in for him as a representative of Christ in me that connected us together in the oneness of God, to say I am ready to do what you called me to do, but I still have to say he's there. He's where I'm striving to be. I don't know if anybody looks at it that way, but you made it. Some people would say, did he go to hell? No. Did he go to heaven? No. I don't know. It's not my call. But I do know the Bible says is to be absent from the body. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Read that old chapter. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You're supposed to find favor in being present with the Lord. Oh, but if you're not ready. If you're still holding on, or still trying to pretend, or still holding on to my own ways, my own needs, my own attitudes, what I think should be done instead of what God has ordained to be done. Oh, yeah, we're supposed to go to another level every now, because it may be the next now he shows up. Are you ready tonight is the question. And that same question goes right back to me. Am I ready? Am I prepared? Or am I second guessing? I'll have enough time. See, because, people with selfish expectations will be frustrated with God. You won't find pleasing. You won't find it acceptable. You will not find any peace in God if you are self-serving and self-expectation. I want it that way. It should have been done that way. That's what God told me to do. Well, if God told you and he also told someone else, then you know it would be agreement. But people, Christians, folks, with selfish expectations will not only be upset with you, but they'll be upset with God. See, if you read Malachi chapter 3, let's go there today, starting out, kicking it off. Malachi chapter 3. Hallelujah. You know, Malachi, some people be like, why did he go there? Because Malachi make open up some other things for you to make you really say, oh, wait a minute. He meant something with that one, but he really, God came up with this. But watch in chapter 3. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 13. Wait a minute, let's go back up to verse 8.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
We ain't gonna cheat God. We gotta be prepared. Being prepared for the day of the Lord. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you in the preparation mode? Are you just on the holding on mode? Watch this. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for each and every like-minded believer, no higher, no greater here, willing to accept your word. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you continue to push us into a position of uncomfortability. We thank you, Lord, that as we try to become comfortable with you, that everything else is uncomfortable, even our own needs, even our own wants, even our own desires. Lord, we thank you that you have brought us together in a covenant move that's not about man, but is truly dedicated to you, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we want to see it right now by our actions, by our willingness to decrease and you increase, and following your lead, that you guide us, direct us to the goals and the purposes that you have for our lives. So we thank you, Lord. We decree, declare right now, we will not be the same. We won't even act the same, talk the same, think the same. But Lord, we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our mind. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And all in agreement says, amen. Watch this. Will a man rob God? Verse 8. Yet you have robbed me, but you say, in what way have I robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even the whole nation, bringing all the tithes into the storehouse, there that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit, for you are in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be delightful, be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. Your words, verse 13, watch this. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are raised up. They even tempt God and go free. See, being ready for God knows that first of all, you cannot rob God. Oh, I know sometimes we think it's man that we're punishing, and we think it's people that we're giving to, and we look at the institution of what we are sowing into and now make judgment on what we should do, how we should do it. But if we are to believe that, first of all, to be prepared, you have to know that God has to have your all. The prophet addressed it. It's the attitude. It's the attitude that just doesn't come by on self expectations. It comes by the expectations to please God. See, if I'm going to be prepared, I must now be unprepared for myself, meaning I don't matter. I'm irrelevant. I know we say it all the time, but when we get down to the nitty-gritty, are we really still serving ourselves? Question number one, are you ready? Are you still serving yourself? See, because as we stop serving ourselves, we know that it's no longer I who live, but he who lives in me. So I'm now a servant, a servant of the Holy Ghost. I'm a servant of the Lord. That I know I don't serve in vain. I serve, watch this, by honor. You can say one thing and do something else. Vain. You can look one way, but also do something a different way. Vain. You can say you all listen to this, but you really, in your own private mind time, have evil thoughts and animosity against anyone. Vain. Oh no! I'm not just throwing a rock at you. If I stepped on your toe, I'm sorry. But if the foot is in the way, oh well. Because my foot is just like yours. It could have been stepped on at the same time, at any time. But am I serving in the vainness of me? Am I knowing that the second coming is a promise? That his people will be judged. His people will be held accountable for their wickedness. His people will not get a free ride. Oh, no, the second coming, see, being prepared is knowing that I better get it right. See, the Lord remembers his own. Oh, yeah, those that fear him. When you fear him, you now reverence him, and now you know you operate everything in your life in a preparation mode that he finds you pleasing right now. Not waiting for the rapture. I'm not waiting for the second coming according to the world's way. I know the second coming is when he came in me. It wasn't a time that I had to wait for heaven, because heaven now is in me. I didn't have to wait to go through any kind of judgment. I'm being judged right now. I don't have to wait around and with an expectation of what he'll come against me with, because I'm already standing, oh my God, to be reckoned with right now. Oh, prepare yourself. Are you prepared for the second coming? Are you prepared for Jesus to stand up right when, right now, and say, here I am? Would you be caught off guard if you opened up that door and he was on the other side? Would you be in shock, like, oh, give me another minute? Would if he just automatically appeared to you right now and said, this is the day that I have made? Come on, are you ready to rejoice? Are you ready to be glad? Are you ready to be in your rightful position? See, that's the second coming anticipation. That's the willingness not to worry about what could happen, but be ready for what's already done. I have made an account for my past. I have gotten out of my yesterday or my tomorrow, and I am in my now, because I can't be any better than I was yesterday or tomorrow, but I can be what God has called me to be right now. Remember, Matthew 6:30, it tells you don't worry about tomorrow. And he said, tomorrow is not promised. It's a right now movement to be prepared, because you don't know when the moment is. Why not be ready? Why not be alert? Why not be focused? Why not be already fixing those things in you that every other people have been telling you about? Oh, yeah, he sends the preacher. He sends the prophet. He sends the anointed one to share. But a lot of us say, oh, no, that ain't what I heard. All right, to let that marinate. That's not what I heard. Well, then that means your life is already together. And this section, or this service of Let's Talk Jesus is not for you. Oh, I'm so grateful that we have some. There's several out there that got it all together. There's some perfect Christians on this broadcast listening right now. But as for me, I am working daily with my now to be pleasing in his sight. I don't have it all together. I don't know what's going to happen in my next now, but I know in this now, I'm going to win now. I'm in my next now. See, now I can see my next now because I'm not looking for it. I'm just walking in it, trying to be prepared. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The question comes, did he make it? Is he this or is she that? Were they in the right situation? Murder just happened in the family. Someone that's been close and dear to us. God didn't have anything to do with that. But he had to do with receiving that person into his bosom. Now, you say, were they ready? Not my call. I know that I know this. That if they believe like I believe, they were in preparation mode. I know if they've been connected to this ministry, that's all they're going to hear. You better get ready, get ready, get ready, get prepared, because it's already been prepared for you. See, that second coming, that exposure. Because, see, the Lord will deliver the believers in judgment. Yes, he will. Because they're already ready. They've already been judged. They've already been forgiven. You do not have to wait for Jesus to show up to become new. Oh my God. You don't have to wait until the second coming to get your life together. You don't have to wait for the second coming to get told what to do. You already know what to do. Some of us get complacent. And thinking this is all going to be a free ride. It's all just going to go away. It's all just going to fix itself. It's not. It's up to us to get ready for the coming of the Lord. Knowing that God's will shall be done. Knowing that I'm fixing my own situation. Knowing that I didn't read Luke 12. I know that preparation mode falls into my lap. I know that preparation mode means that I have died on myself. See, there's always going to be an illustration of the faithful and the evil. The Bible even has shown us in so many instances that there's a grieving of the spirit between the spirit of God and the spirit of flesh. Bible even goes farther and say that they battle one another. They don't like one another. They don't agree. But it's not what's there, it's what you choose. It's not what's coming against you. It's not what could be. It's what you choose. And if you choose to be judged now, guess what? You judge now. You've been forgiven now. The new covenant says that he won't remember any of your evil deeds, any of your sinful acts, any of your transgressions. He says, I will remember no more. That's not next year. That's right now. See, we get closer to God when we understand that in that now of being prepared, I must stay prepared. I can't let it go. I can't be an up and down journey. I have to be consistent. And I have to be willing to walk, not by sight. My sight has to be eliminated. I can't walk by my hearing. I can't walk by my smell. I can't walk by my taste. I can't walk by my touch. I have to walk the Spirit. Then I will fulfill what the Spirit has for me right now. Read I love the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, when? Right now. If you don't believe that, that's where you need to stop. If you're not totally convinced yourself that he's in heaven right now, stop, because that's the number one point. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Oh, we respect you. Your kingdom come, get me out the way. Your kingdom come, get me out the way. Sometimes you just might got to repeat that a couple repetitions. Makes it easy, easy, pleasurable, pleasurable, often, often a habit. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Finished, complete. Don't look at the circumstance. Know what the spiritual enlightening is. Oh, it's happening in you right now. You're feeling the boiling in your spirit saying, I'm being cleansed because I am willing to confess my sins to the Lord. Oh, you ain't got to get on the microphone. Everybody don't need to know your business. To the Lord. Then you'll know how to approach those situations. Then you'll know how to forgive them people. Then you'll know how to walk in true love. See, that's preparation. Preparation is walking in love. Now willing to go make disciples in love, teaching them all things about love, guiding them in the ways of love. Oh, Christ was nothing but love. It seems like every time, and if you really notice this, is that every time we get into a subject, no matter what you look at, it always end up back in love. And if love is not involved in it, don't even make the phone call. If love is not in it, don't even text. If love ain't in it, please don't go to that event. If love is not in it, we got to learn to say no. Oh, I still want to. No, if things blow up, and then we'd be like, I should have stayed at home. See, some of us need to learn to stay at home and talk later. Oh, my God. Pray about it. Let God intervene and get in the spirit realm. So now when we do talk, it's already done. Yeah, brother, you ain't got to say no more. God had already showed me. Thank you. Oh, my sister, thank you so much. I ain't got nothing else to say. But oh, hallelujah. Bless you. Because love is the unifying principle to having a relationship with love. No doubt about it. And it takes love. Oh, yes, it takes love to be involved. Somebody, you know, said, what are the signs, perilous times and when you start to see things happen and no one knows the day or hour and finding the missing pieces and the reunification of Europe and the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem and the worldwide preaching of the gospel and the globalization and the final climax of evil, the total religious apostasy, the false sense of security. Those seven steps right there, people are still right, got binoculars on looking for it. What I'm saying to you and what I'm saying to myself, to be prepared, it doesn't matter the signs. I need to be ready whether they show up or not. I need to be ready when he shows up for me. See, not ready to show up for the group, the crowd. I need to be ready when he shows up for me. Are you ready? The question that's being proposed today. Whatever happened, are you ready? And are the people around you ready? Do they know that that's the way you roll? Do they really know that's what you expect? That's what you're looking for? Do they really know that you're working to get closer to Jesus than you are to them? See, people are in sadness and in pain because they're so hurt to lose you because you made it such an instance on them instead of what God can do for them like he's done for you. So they know the expectation is, oh, that's just another level. I talked to this young man today. I have to testify this. Got a phone call from my friend's son. First, we didn't have each other's number. He diligently searched me out on Facebook, sent me his number. I sent him my number. We talked later, and the conversation was like, wow, God's moving. Because now I see the reincarnation. Just a couple of weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we had a men's conference at the church with the same friend. And his son brought the word. I saw it in the father that day, like, oh, I can rest now. Then I had a conversation with him last Wednesday. He's like, he was letting me off the hook. We had some plans on doing some restoration projects together. And that's not over. That's still going to go forward. But us together physically had to have some plans. And he called me Wednesday. Then he said, brother, man, I just want you to know, man, I'm okay and everything's all right. But, man, just don't worry about nothing, man. He's just like, you know, what you got going on is God is blessing it. And I was like, wait a minute, you don't want to work with me no more? He said, no. Oh, no, man, no. We're going to get them cars. We're going to make them cars happen. I just want you to know, man, that I'm okay, man. And that don't worry, man. And I was like in between. What was it after we hung up? What was his conversation? Then when he not got called to home, when he went home, I know like I'm talking to you right now, when he went home, it dawned on me like, wow, look how he set me up. to be a beacon and a voice that people could hear. The life that he was leaving here on earth was to go to a better life in heaven, in that resting place with God. And I talked to his son today, and first thing he said, well, Pastor, we know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I know I had a conversation, and we prayed with my dad, and I knew that he was ready to go home. Not get called home. He was ready to go home. That old feeble body that got weak, that old feeble body was ready to give up. But he was ready to go before it took over him. He was willing to go to the place willingly and release that other people could grow in him. That's being ready. That's being found pleasing in his sight. That's where each and every one of us should be thriving for, that people aren't sitting back here all whining and crying over the going home instead of being called home. Look at the difference. That I experience life through the situation, that I can share life with you, that you can have a life better. Just get ready for it. And no, you don't know the day, you don't know the hour, you don't know when, but you know you will be received home when you're ready. And so today, the question is not don't put anybody under a microscope or a bright floodlight. This is just an acknowledgement that our goal is to be ready. Not for when he comes. Don't get caught slipping. But to be caught ready. Saying, I knew you'd be here. I didn't know when, but I knew you'd be here and I'm ready. What saith the Lord? Willing to take even the bad with the good. What saith the Lord? Willing to still bow and repent and be found pleasing in his sight, with the humility to say, I didn't have it all together. I just gave you the best I had to be ready for you. To be ready for him. Let's talk Jesus. We're going to kind of revert back to some previous times of opening up the lines. And there may be a question. There may be just an acknowledgement. There may be one person on here tonight that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. Really didn't know what I was talking about at first. But then as the Spirit started to move, you had a big question mark and you want to know more. Dial one right now. We have the live studio open for you that we could talk Jesus. Give you an opportunity to share about your readiness, give you an opportunity to share of your willingness, give you an opportunity to share that, you know what? That sounded just like me. I need to do better by getting ready for the coming, the second coming of the Lord. It's not a joke. It's for real. It's important to be ready. It is a responsibility to be ready. It's something that we should be planning for. See, I don't care whether if you're going to work, you got to be prepared. I don't know if you're starting to be, you must be prepared. I don't know what it is that you have going on. You must be prepared. But being prepared in the Christian life, that means we walk waiting for his return. Well, amen. We see no callers, and that's not a problem. This is normally just a ministered a moment. I see Minister Terry always gonna come through, and I know she has a comment. But don't feel this is really the teaching hour here on the Now Network on Let's Talk Jesus. I pray that what has been said has blessed you. But guess what? That was me talking to myself. I hope you picked up something about you. Minister Terry, welcome. Let's talk Jesus.
Amen. Good evening, family. Good evening, Pastor E and all the listeners. Awesome. And, you know, this message is for each and every one of us, because are we ready? And I love what you said about going home and being called home, because I know when my mom, she went home. She told us she'd go home and be with her Lord and Savior. And she went home. But the thing is, We cannot do nothing about people's going home, but we can prepare ourselves for our going home. But the thing is, too, we can prepare ourselves right now, Pastor E, for the second coming of Christ, because I tell you, he gives us all 24 hours a day, the time he gives us, the moment he wakes up, open our eyes and wakes up us in the morning. He gives us the same, but we have to just prioritize. We have to give him that first, Lord Jesus, praise him. We have to give him that first time all day long. We can just praise him, but we have to wake up. I wake up and I just say, thank you, Lord, over again, and then I start my prayer, because you know what, Pastor E? There's so many, and listen, there's so many people living in here, leaving here, being called home suddenly, and traumatic deaths, accidents, things happen. But are you preparing yourself for things to come? That's the question. Yes, are we preparing ourselves? And it's a constant preparing. And with me personally, it's a constant preparing and stand in the presence of God.
Well, you know, you started this because you asked the question the other day. We were talking, and you said, man, all this is going on. Are we ready? I said, oh, let's talk Jesus. Are we really ready? And we need to preach this like once a week. get ready. I mean, a new show. Maybe that's a new show we need to bring on here. Get ready. And that's going to talk about what is the steps to getting ready. Let's go deeper into the word and find out, not looking for signs, but what is the preparation we should do. Number one, if you're looking for something, get in a prayer life. Make sure that prayer is the most important thing in your life with Christ.
Amen. Conversations with your Father. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Thank you,
sis. Amen. God bless you. Love you, family.
God bless. And we'll be talking with What's the Word on Women Speak Now this Thursday, correct?
Yeah, you're right. And amen. Right on time. He's an on-time God. Amen.
Amen.
Love
all
you,
right,
family.
Bless you.
You too.
All right. Amen, family. Well, we thank you for joining us tonight for Let's Talk Jesus. But are you prepared? Are you ready to go to the next level? Are you ready to really stretch? Are you really ready to press yourself to the uncomfortable place? Oh, getting ready is uncomfortable. Staying ready is more uncomfortable, believe me. And it gets more and more uncomfortable. This is not an easy ride. Oh, yes, there's benefits that come with it. There are joys that come with it. There is release that comes with it, but it's still uncomfortable getting ready. Are you ready to get uncomfortable? Because uncomfortable is ready. Heavenly Father God, thank you tonight. Thank you for speaking, Lord. We thank you for moving in this place tonight, Lord. We thank you that you have spoken a word through the man of God, Lord, that we have received, that we can achieve, that we can believe that, Lord, you are God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us, Lord. We open up the portion room right now. We just sow in as we give freely into the portion room, healing, deliverance, love, joy. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, receive. And anything not pleasing in your sight, we already know it didn't make it in. So thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit in us right now, Heavenly Father God. Bless the minds of the people. Bless those that need to be healed. Bless those that need a job. Bless those that need an increase. And bless those that need a relationship with you. So, Lord, be honored, be magnified, be glorified in your Son. Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said amen. Love you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But most of all, you are beautifully made by God.
Let your deep speak to my deep. In the roar of your waterfall, let your deep speak to my. In the roar of your waterfall, let all your waves and breakers wash
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.